The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, I'm so excited for the Begonia Festival kicking off this weekend.
I know. We've got Saturday, Sunday and Monday. It's going to be jam-packed full of so many different activities. It seems like the program gets bigger and better every year. And who better to tell us a little bit about some of her favourite things from the Begonia Festival than our very own Mayor Samantha McIntosh. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jules and Chris. How are you both?
Yeah. We're good. We're excited for this weekend.
Yeah, this sunshine's looking fantastic and we just can't wait to get out in it and watch those kids playing in the sandpit. I don't know whether either of you are going to jump in the sandpit.
I think I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I'll give it a good
hard crack. Making a nice little sandcastle here and there.
It sounds like you've had a bit of a go at all sorts of things, so why not be in that great big huge sandpit with all those kids? I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to it because I had just moved to Ballarat last year when Begonia Fest was on, so I was a little bit too busy to properly enjoy it. I do remember, though, it was like my first taste of Ballarat food at Begonia Festival, and I was absolutely blown away. It was love at first bite for me. Can we expect some awesome food this year?
I think there'll be heaps and heaps of foodies there, lots of great vans, lots of great opportunities for people who enjoy local produce and with family and friends in tow. And not just the great food vendors that'll be there, but also the Mitchell Harris wine tent. I know that Jules will be hunting her way over there pretty smart.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my favourite places to hang out at the Begonia Festival.
I know, you love it. I think that you won't be on your own though. Hey, Jill.
That's good.
I think also there's the Twilight Cinnamon and the Morax, a little bit of Dr. Seuss, which is a great deal of fun for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. We've also got a special TV gardener this year as well.
I know, Jason Hodges. Many have referred to him as a garden royalty, and I know he'll have hordes of people queuing up to listen to his horticultural tips, his garden talks, and him teaching them how to make tables with wine drink coolers in them and their own fire pots for the garden and so on.
Oh, that's
a lot of fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, another one of the huge events of the Begonia Festival is the parade. Jules and I are both very excited. I'm a little bit nervous. We're going to be there emceeing the whole thing. But, Sam, what's it looking like so far? Is there a number of floats signed up?
There's a number of floats signed up. And the thing that really excites me about the Begonia Parade, not just that you two are there emceeing it, that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Thank you.
But it's about the businesses buddying up with the community groups and schools and so on, all getting together and really showing us their stuff.
And you've got that big responsibility of the picking one of your favourites too, don't you?
Judging, I know, I can't wait.
Oh, how do you...
The mayor's choice, that's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be so tricky to pick a favourite, I'd imagine.
Well, it is, because they put so much time and energy into it, and there's usually, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 people involved in each one of those floats, sometimes even more, and they're all very proud of the work that they've done, so I really can't wait to see. It's that old-fashioned community together. That parade.
It is good, isn't it? It's a nice reflection and a nod to the past for Ballarat, I think.
It's a big part of Begonia Festival, and as I said before, the beautiful begonias, the size of dinner plates, that's what attracted people back in the Gold Rush to add to the collections, the begonia collections here in Ballarat, and it attracted royalty. 50 or 60 years ago, they loved it and started this festival 65 years ago, and now we can still be very proud out of the collections that we have.
It's going to be gorgeous. Really looking forward to it. If people want more details, they can check out BallaratBegoniaFestival.com. Mayor Samantha McIntosh, thank you so much for joining us for a bit of a chat about it.
Happy to talk about Begonia Festival, Chris, and look forward to seeing both of you up there at the Mitchell Harris Wine Tent in the sand making umbrellas.
Sounds great.
You know you will.
Thanks, Sam.
Okie doke. We'll see you on the weekend.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.